Michael Brown here. I am so glad we get to spend this time together on the Line of Fire. Sit back, enjoy the program. If it blesses you, share it with a friend. Today you'll hear the amazing testimony of an elderly Jewish man who escaped the Holocaust and then came to faith in Yeshua in Israel. And I'm also going to share my heart with you about a Jesus revolution here today on the Line of Fire.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Friends, I am really dead serious with all of my heart, soul, being. I am really dead serious about seeing a Jesus revolution in our day, seeing an awakened church impact society, seeing God's people encountering him afresh, turning from sin and turning to pour themselves out for a dying world until the very culture we live in is changed. I have given myself to that cause, that purpose, that vision for years. And right now we are pouring ourselves out to make radio the number one medium through which we help be a voice of moral, cultural, spiritual revolution. You have tuned in to The Line of Fire the right day today. Michael Brown here. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining us. We did a special e-blast encouraging folks to be listening, especially posted on Facebook on Ask Dr. Brown, Ask Dr. Brown on Facebook. So if you just tuned in for the first time, or if you have been one of our regular listeners maybe for the last few years, you are listening the right day. We've got some major things coming up, expanding into some of the biggest cities and key listening audiences in America starting this Monday. In fact, God willing, 48 hours from now, we will have concluded another hour of broadcasting in places like New York City and D.C. as the Line of Fire will be 2 hours a day, 1 hour in different locations. I'll share all that with you today. I'm really going to open my heart to you in a way that I very, very rarely do. I always give you my heart. I always tell you the truth. I don't hold back. But I'm going to tell you more today. I'm going to be personal and honest with you. And then share an amazing testimony a little later in the broadcast from a dear Israeli brother about his 80-year-old dad who escaped the Holocaust coming to faith. If you have a testimony you'd like to share with us about the Line of Fire, if God's done something in your life through the broadcast, we may be able to take some calls as well. The number is 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Or you can certainly post something on Facebook if this broadcast has been life-changing, life-impacting for you at Ask Dr. Brown, Ask Dr. Brown on Facebook. Yes, tremendous pain and suffering right now in Japan. Largest earthquake, recorded earthquake in Japanese history. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lives, and who knows the implications of what could happen. And there are all types of implications of what could happen through this. But I'm reminded in the midst of the suffering and the pain, and whatever the cause of the earthquake is, be it simply a natural disaster, be it something set in motion since the fall with a fallen earth, be it something beyond what we understand, whatever the cause of it is, I am reminded, friends, that we are living in times of intense shaking. That much is obvious to me. The earth is being shaken. Our society is being shaken. The world is being shaken. Next Wednesday, God willing, I turn 56 years old. Monday, we celebrate 35 years of marriage. So we've been at this for a little while. And I cannot remember in my adult lifetime a time of shaking like this, like we're experiencing. Look what's happening all over the Middle East. This is wild. This is unprecedented. Jerusalem Post is now predicting, one of their analysts predicting that Syria and Iran could fall because the older generation is thinking monarchy and the younger generation is looking at things very differently. The shaking in our society, American society. I mean, you got riots. You got riots even within the houses of Senate and different states. And I mean, it's wild. And a lot of people talking about revolution on every side of the equation, it seems. On and on and on. The list doesn't stop. we are in a time of unprecedented shaking and upheaval. And the tragic earthquake in Japan reminds us all the more, everything is being shaken. I tell you, friends, it's a unique time for the gospel. I tell you, it's time for a Jesus revolution, a nonviolent revolution. If it's a Jesus revolution, it's not based on intimidation or force or anger or hatred or rebellion or violence. God forbid. It's based on the principles of Jesus, overcoming evil with good, overcoming hate with love, overcoming the power of the flesh by the power of the Spirit. I'm telling you, friends, it's time for revolution in the church, and a transformed church transforming the society. The time is ripe. It is unique time for the gospel to go forth. And I want to tell you why I'm on the air. And I'm going to make a very direct appeal to you to be standing with us. I want to make it as clear as I can. All right? But let me tell you why I'm on the air. I've been preaching since 1973, since I was 18 years old. What an incredible privilege. I've planted several schools and currently am president of Fire School of Ministry. And by God's grace, we have grads serving all around the world. As I'm speaking to you now, they're pouring their lives out in Mexico, in the Philippines, in Thailand, in communist China, in Ukraine, in India, in Africa, around the world, pouring their lives out. And I love to pour into our students. I continue to do that. I've had the privilege of teaching or past, present at 7 different seminaries as a professor. Traveled all over the world, traveled all over America, had a weekly TV show, Jewish outreach show called Think It Through, and really good reports about the success of that broadcast, reaching out, touching people. A lot of time, effort put into it by the network, by myself, to see that go well. Traveled overseas more than 100 different times. I mean, that's a lot of trips overseas, over the Atlantic, over the Pacific, sometimes as much as a month at a time. What an incredible privilege I've had, working with people who've been stoned for their faith, washing the feet of martyrs' widow, people we sent out to preach, seen them killed for the gospel, ourselves been threatened with knives, razor blades, preaching overseas. We've seen a lot. And yet, God has really laid on my heart to give the great amount of my time and attention and energy to radio. We constantly turn down speaking engagements in different parts of the world in America because it would conflict with radio commitment. I have to tell seminaries, look, we're so sorry, but I'm unable to teach or carry this or do this because I've got to give my attention to radio. I'm not here just to entertain someone or to give you something to do because there's nothing else to listen to while you're driving home or while you're sitting by your computer over the weekend and want to catch up on shows. I'm so glad to be company for you. Trust me, I'm in the car enough, and I love to listen to certain voices. And when I know they're on, great. It's a good time to be in the car. I'm so glad I can be in your ear day by day. But this is an urgent life and death thing to me. As honestly as I can tell you this, I'm not in this to make money. In fact, this costs us a lot of money, and it would be a whole lot easier and a whole lot more lucrative to not be doing radio, just to be on the road, teaching, preaching, receiving offerings to help our ministry grow and to support workers around the world. Hey, I'm never in it for the money. I've never been in the money from the day I started preaching, and I consider it a privilege. I'd gladly pay money for the privilege of sharing the gospel. But some years ago, about 3.5 years ago, I was doing a series of interviews on different radio stations about a wide range of subjects and was scheduled to be on with a young man named Stuart Epperson Jr. on Truth Talk Live, the question, can you be gay and Christian? I didn't know Stu. He didn't know me. I was doing 19 interviews over a period of weeks on a wide range of subjects, but before that interview, that particular day, I wrote down a note. I journaled it. I felt God clearly spoke to me that this man, Stuart Epperson Jr., was going to say to me on the show, when we were talking, you need to be on the air. You need your own radio program. And sure enough, as soon as we got going on the show, he shared that with me. You need to be on the air. Dr. Brown, we need to get you on the air. And before the show was out, we're talking just during the breaks in the broadcast, I agreed that I would consider coming on a Saturday, 1 hour a week, as well as recording one-minute spots. But I said, I don't know that I could make the commitment of 1 hour a week because it's a lot of time, and I'm away a lot, and my schedule is very intense. Well, that ended up, that 1 hour a week, ended up quickly going to 5 hours a week, and for season 10, and it's about to go back to 10 hours as we do 2 hours live starting this coming Monday. And I have changed my whole life schedule, my whole routine, the priorities of everything, to be with you here on radio day by day. Why? Because I want to see a moral, cultural, spiritual revolution. Because I believe that together we can make a difference. Because I believe it's not too late. I'm going to share some things on the other side of the break and then an amazing testimony. But if you would like to be one of our monthly torchbearers, I'll tell you about this more on the other side of the break. But if you've got to run now, go to our website, askdrbrown.org, right on the homepage, right on the left, right under my picture. You'll see, click to become a monthly torchbearer. We just need 50 of you giving $25 a month in each of the cities where we are to carry us to a next level. We can touch folks around the nation. Not a dime of it's going in my pocket. This is going to get us on the airwaves to touch more and more people and to keep us coming your way. AskDrBrown.org. Click on support. Join with us. If you need to call, we've got limited folks that can take your calls. 888-378-FIRE. 888-378-FIRE. Keep calling till you get someone. We'll be back. God of light, Michael Brown here on the Line of Fire. This is a unique broadcast today. I'm sharing my heart about why I'm on the radio, giving you a vision of where we believe we can go with a real Jesus revolution in our country. And shortly going to play a testimony interview I did recently with an Israeli man about the salvation of his dad who had escaped the Holocaust. Michael Brown, thank you for joining us on the Line of Fire, which does seek to be a voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Those are not just words to me. That's not just hype. We have given our soul. We've given our lives. We've made a commitment, whatever it takes to see Jesus glorified, to see lives changed, to see America shaken, to see the nations touched, to see Israel saved. And this broadcast is our hub. This is the place from which things flow. If you're listening in North or South Carolina, or maybe in Utah, maybe Iowa, maybe in Jacksonville, Florida, maybe one of our other affiliates, maybe you're listening on a Sunday afternoon on American Family Radio, maybe you're listening to us in different parts of West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, now's the time to stand with us. We are calling for just 50. Are you one of the 50? 50 torchbearers to join us in each of the cities where we're on the air now. This is to help us as we go nationwide into cities like Washington, D.C., and New York, and Atlanta, Houston, and San Diego, and Boston, Philly, Miami, and others, in conjunction with Salem Broadcasting, beginning this Monday as we partner together with Truth Radio and Salem to get this message out across the nation. Here's what a torchbearer does. You support us with $25 a month. If you think of it, that's less than a dollar a day. It's the dollar a day for the broadcasting, for us being able to put this online for you free and provide it every other which way, every which way we know how to get it to you. But we want to say thank you to those who become monthly supporters. Go to AskDrBrown.org. AskDrBrown.org. Just click on support. We have limited folks that can take calls, limited phone lines. Monday, we won't have that problem, but today we do. If you'd like to call, the number is 888-378-FIRE, 888-378-3473. And just keep calling until you get through, all right? But for those that support us as torchbearers for $25 a month or more, we send you a new message, a CD of a message I've preached recently, a fresh new message every month. We give you 15% off of all of your online purchases. And then check this out. We have online classes, three so far, then only $50 per class to take them online. Jewish Roots, Principles of Revival, Principles of Holiness is about to be available. You get free access to all of our online classes. Every time we add a new one, you get free access to it. Unlimited. So this more than pays for itself. It's our way of thanking you the way that we can. Okay, listen. Many of you know who Dr. Laura is, right? Well-known radio host. Some years ago, she was going to go on TV. And she had said graciously, but said clearly what her issues were with homosexual practice. Well, her TV show was stopped. StopDrLaura.com website boasted the year-long campaign against Dr. Laura, coordinated via this website, all done on an $18,000 budget, most of it raised from online sale of T-shirts, so exposed Dr. Laura's anti-gay rhetoric to the world that she could not even sneeze without the major national media and thousands of individual activists like yourself watching, recording her every word, and pouncing when action was needed. as a result of the 50-plus million hits this pro bono site received in just 10 months and the 300,000 visitors per month that we continue to get throughout the campaign. Protesters were organized in 34 cities across the country and Canada. Over 170 advertisers dropped Dr. Laura's TV show, and over 30 advertisers dropped her radio show, reportedly costing her over $30 million in advertising. They stopped Dr. Laura. Gay activists silenced Dr. Laura, and she could not go on TV. They were able to stop Dr. Laura. By God's grace, no one's going to stop Dr. Brown, okay? By God's grace, we're going to stand up for what's right because we're not depending on advertisers, and we're not depending on corporate America. Do you understand? If folks that believe in what we're doing would just stand with us. I know money's tight for many. I trust God will bless you as you do stand with us, and some of you can do substantially more. But as you stand with us, it enables us just to speak. Listen, here's what happened. We went to publish A Queer Thing Happened to America, which will be out next week. If you'd like to order it right now on Amazon, go there. Every order you place on Amazon, it's actually listed in Gay and Lesbian Nonfiction. It will expose this to the gay and lesbian audience as well, which is wonderful. I want them to read this. We went to publish A Queer Thing Happened to America. Nobody would touch it. No major publisher would go near it. Here, this is what some folks said to us. A conservative leader wrote, book publishing is a difficult business now, and no media is willing to promote a book that opposes homosexuality. Economic self-interest is going to make it very tough for a publisher to say yes. Conservative publisher wrote to me personally, there would be a very concrete, though difficult to measure, financial penalty to pay for publishing your book. Practically speaking, it could actually destroy the firm. Best-selling conservative author wrote to me, honestly, there's no New York publisher who will touch this manuscript. The head of a New York City publicity firm said, unfortunately, he spoke with his team and he doesn't have anyone willing to take on Dr. Brown's book. A publishing insider wrote, I'd be better off burning the money in my fireplace. The economics of publishing a book like this are bleak. And a top literary agent who farmed this manuscript out to a number of major publishers. Here's what they wrote back to me. Most thought the material was too controversial. All felt that the title would need to be changed. So you know what we did? We took all those quotes and we put them on the back of our book. That's right. The back cover of A Queer Thing Happened to America has all these quotes from all the ones that the publishers, these others, were afraid to touch the book. And we launched our own company, Equal Time Books, to say we're going to stand for the truth, whether it's popular or not. We're going to stand for the truth, whether it's costly or not, because I'm not in this to make friends. I'm not in this to gain popularity. I'm not running for political office. I'm here to glorify Jesus, whatever the cost or consequence, and to speak the truth in love, whether people hate it or not, whether it's financially costly or not, which is why we're saying you stand with us and you enable us to speak to a whole lot more people. Think of us being in D.C., speaking to potentially several hundred thousand, several million people in the greater D.C. area every single day live right here in the Line of Fire. It's going to start happening on Monday. Did you hear about this? President of Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, with a Christian-based company with a great ethic, a great Christian ethic, and they're closed on Sundays in their minds to honor the Lord. The president, Dan Cathy, was going to be president COO of Chick-fil-A, was going to be speaking at the St. Louis and Clayton Chamber of Commerce. They canceled on him. They canceled on him because gay activists said that Chick-fil-A is divisive, and Chick-fil-A gave a donation to a pro-family organization that supported male-female marriage only. And listen to what Ellen Gale, the head of the chamber, said after they canceled. Quote, we are a pro-diversity culture. Come again, Ellen? We are a pro-diversity culture. Wait. Can I hear that one more time? We are a pro-diversity culture and certainly don't want to offend anyone. So they cancel them out because they're, quote, pro-diversity. There is a licensed therapist in England who it looks like is about to lose her license because she said that homosexuals can change and that you can pray for them to change. She's about to lose her license. Last week, the big news from England, Christian couples told they can no longer adopt kids unless they can affirm homosexuality. And our president has said he will no longer defend a law which the Constitution calls on him to defend, namely the Defense of Marriage Act, saying that marriage is the union of a male and female. Friends, we need voices that are speaking. By God's grace, I have given myself to the cause. Will you stand with us? Become a monthly torchbearer. 888-378-FIRE. If you can't get through, keep calling until you get through. 888-378-3473 or go to ask drbrown.org right now. Click on being a monthly torchbearer right on the left homepage, right under my picture. And together, we're going to make a difference. I want you to think of this. I've been on the air now for 3+ years. A lot of bills associated with being on radio. This is the first show in 3+ years that I have devoted specifically to raise vision about what we're doing and to encourage you to join with us financially. Michael Brown, next week, so just 3 days, well, 2 days from now, we launch on major stations all over America and add an extra hour live every day. It means you can actually listen 2 hours for free online. You can get podcasts 2 hours for free. Who pays for that? Well, we do it by faith. People stand together with us. I got a really touching letter from a prisoner when I mentioned on radio. Got a very, very touching response. Someone convicted for crimes, now knows the Lord, loves the Lord, is with other believers in prison, hopes to come to our school of ministry one day. And it's sent in, you know, an $8 gift 1 month, a $10 gift another month. And, you know, I feel good getting that money because I know where it goes. I know where it goes, and I know as money comes into our ministry, we support our missionaries all over the world. And you'd be embarrassed if you heard the salaries our folks make. You'd say, well, we need to get you more money, but if you send us more money, we'll send it out. So we are about to be on the air in New York City, the largest Jewish city in the world, bigger than any Jewish city in Israel. And I want you to see some of the fruit by God's grace of what our materials have done through the years. Here's a testimony. I recorded this last month with a dear Israeli brother. I want you to hear this. It'll touch your heart. I'm sitting here in the studio with my friend Ze'ev. Ze'ev is a native Israeli. Ze'ev, you were born and raised in Israel.
Yes, I have.
And your father, though, did not come from Israel originally.
No, he came from Germany.
All right. And when did he leave Germany? How old was he?
He was 12.
12. And what year was that?
It was 1939.
And why did he leave Germany at the age of 12?
He got some kind of an approval from the British government in Israel. He got it through family that lived in Israel, and he got the approval.
But why leave Germany then?
Because they sensed that something might happen.
So the Nazis were rising and anti-Semitism rising. And so did he have brothers, sisters?
Oh, yeah. He had at the time, he had two, but after he left, another baby was born.
All right. And mom and dad?
Yeah, of course.
Did any of them get out of Germany?
No.
What happened to them?
They all died in Auschwitz.
All that in Auschwitz. You know, we hear the reports, friends, but this is real life reality. So his entire family, brothers, sisters, mother and father, all died in the Holocaust. He came to Israel, 12 years old, by himself?
By himself.
All right. What happened to his religious faith?
I think I can just say he lost his faith. He didn't lose his love to the Bible and to the Jewish tradition. But as far as faith goes, he didn't have faith.
So he's living in Israel all these years. You're born in Israel. At what age do you become a believer in Yeshua?
I was 28.
28 years old.
27, actually.
All right. Now, fast forward a few years later, I get contacted by friends with Jews for Jesus in New York City. They tell me about someone in Israel, one of their workers in Israel, loves the Lord. He has a dad in his 80s who escaped from the Holocaust, seems to be open to the gospel, to the message of Jesus. So what happened to your dad? What happened when he turned 80 that somehow connected me with this story?
I'll have to start a little earlier. When I came to faith, it was basically really painful to my dad. He thought that, you know, the only remnant from the family lost the identity of being Jewish. So
even though he was not a religious Jew, the fact that you became a believer in Yeshua hurt him.
Definitely. Actually, we were both hugging and crying, and that was the first time I saw my father cry. And I cried, and I just told him, well, what can I do? I really believe that. Mm. I cannot just decide not to believe that, but I promise you one thing. I will never do anything that will stop me from being Jewish.
Mm. And again, friends, you can hear this from the outside, but you have to understand the traumatic nature in many Jewish families when someone in that family becomes a follower of Jesus. A lot of upheaval, a lot of pain. All right, so continue.
So it took some years. My father, at the beginning, he hoped that it's just a phase, but it became obvious that it's not a phase as the years went by. And throughout the years, he became more and more open to read more books that I gave him about the subject. He even came with me to a conference on Yom Kippur twice. So he became more and more open. And I always looked for good resources that I can give him to read once I knew that he's reading.
Mm.
And then I got familiar with Dr. Michael Brown's books, your books, mm-hmm. about answering Jewish objections to Jesus. And I gave one of the books to my dad. And he was fascinated by the book and by the courage, actually, that he felt that you had by facing those objections and the depth of the answers that you were able to give.
Your dad was an intellectual man.
Yes, he was.
So he was not afraid to explore things if they were presented logically clearly.
Right. Yeah, he came from a computer programming background as well as many other things. So he thinks very logically.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that the books goes, it's very logically. Okay, let's think, you know, mm-hmm. and let's use our logic. And so basically, he got very fascinated about that, and then I gave him another book and another book, and then he had his birthday, and I just gave him the rest of the books.
So how old was he, Terry?
I think that was 80.
Yeah.
And he said to me, you could have never given me a better birthday gift.
Oh, boy. It's amazing.
So that was a good sign.
So an 80-year-old Jew living in Israel, fled from the Holocaust, loses his whole family in the Holocaust, still maintains his love for God and the Bible, but struggling with a lot of these questions, how it works itself out. You give him books that a lot of the Jewish community would hate, answering Jewish objections to Jesus, for his 80th birthday, and to him, you couldn't have come up with a better birthday present. This is pretty wild to hear.
So all right, I'm going to jump in here, and on the other side of the break, I'm going to play the rest of this testimony. I want you to hear this, friends, because we constantly get letters, get emails, get calls from people whose lives have been changed, Jewish people who've come to faith, Jewish people who've kept their faith, Jewish people who've returned to faith, Christian friends who shared the gospel effectively with Jewish people after taking in some of these materials, answering Jewish objections to Jesus, these other materials. We're going to be devoting a day every week in the New York area to reaching Jewish people and teaching on Jewish roots and things like that. Think of it, friends. Come this Monday, live on WMCA. This is a station, was a famous worldly station when I was a kid. Before I was saved, I listened to it before it was saved. We'll be blasting this message out to potentially millions of Jewish listeners come Monday. Would you like to be part of that? Would you like to be part of that? Would you be a torchbearer? Remember, those supporting the ministry with $25 or more a month get a free CD every month sent to you, get 15% off of all online purchases from our bookstore, and get free access to all of our online classes, which is worth hundreds of dollars a year, just that. Here's what you do. You can call, but keep trying to get through because we've got limited folks to take calls today. 888-378-FIRE. 888-378-3473. If you don't get through, you can leave a voicemail. Someone will call you back. But the easiest thing, just go online. Take a minute now. Go online. AskDrBrown.org. Right there on the homepage. Click. Join us. Become a monthly torchbearer. We just need 50 in each city to really make a difference. Michael Brown here, sharing my heart about Jesus Revolution, about being on the radio, about massive expansion coming our way next week, about our burden for the Jewish people. Can I personally thank each of you that have called in already and that have contacted us on internet to say that you want to become a monthly torchbearer? Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'll say again, my one motivation is to glorify Jesus by life or by death and to see this nation shaken, to see the gospel go to the nations, to see Israel saved. It's what I live for. It's what I cry out to God when no one's looking late at night. It's what my wife and I agonize for, to see God glorified in our day, to see a national encounter with the living God. But right now, we go back to a touching testimony dear brother Zev was an evangelist, Jewish believer in Israel. His dad fled the Holocaust, lost his entire family, mother, father, brother, sister, in the Holocaust. They all died in Auschwitz. And now, at 80 years old, is presented with my books, Answering Jewish Objections to Jesus. And he's mightily touched by the books to the point he tells his sons, Ev, that they are the perfect present. And then I was able to speak to this man by phone. Let's continue the story.
To the books.
He basically read every word of the, at the time there was there were only four of the books. Now there are
five.
Four out of five. Yeah. So he read every word of it. And that's not his first language, English. You know, he speaks Hebrew and German and everything. But English, yeah. So the effort that he made to read that.
Mm.
So that was another good sign. And he read it and he became, he started to initiate conversations about the subject. I didn't have to bring the subject up. And he came to me with joy saying, I read all that part and I read all that part or all the book of Revelation or all kinds of things like that. And then I got a very good idea from a friend. Why shouldn't I try to contact him with Dr. Michael Brown? I said, wow, that's a good idea. So I got through to you through a friend, as you mentioned, and you said, of course, you're willing to do that. Then I asked my father if he would be willing to do that. I wasn't sure that he would, but I already could have tell him that you're willing to do that.
Yes.
And he said, well, of course. I mean, how can I say not if he wants to speak to me? So we set the date and the time that he would call him from the States to Israel, and you called him. And then you know about the conversation better than me. I know what you wrote me after that.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when we finished the conversation, he said, okay, I'm convinced but not committed. There's a difference. So I knew, okay, just one more step he has to take. So what did he write to you? And then what happened? He passed away just a year ago. Oh, what happened after that? He wrote something to you, and then what happened in the subsequent years?
No, actually, I meant that you wrote to me in the email about the conversation.
Okay.
He never wrote to me. We talked. And I knew from you that he said that he's convinced but not committed. So I asked him, okay, what did you mean when you say that you're convinced? So he said, what do you mean? What do I mean? Isn't that obvious? I said, so are you convinced that... And then I just said the gospel, you know, and just stage after stage, all the details about the gospel. And he said, yes, I'm convinced about that. So then I asked him, what do you mean about not being committed? And then he was saying really irrelevant things. It was nothing to do between him and God. It's like... He is not committed to be a part of that group or support that group financially, all kinds of those kind of commitments.
Got it.
So I felt good about that. And he basically, going according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, I felt that he was basically confessing with his mouth what he believes in his heart.
Yes.
So for me, that was good.
Yes, wonderful. I would say.
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking
so
at the clock.
The
I've got to jump in here as I'm looking at the clock. What happened was subsequently, Zev and his dad talked to the mom, who's 80 and still not a believer, but they talked to her, and the dad begins to open up. After his son says, "Do you believe this, this, this?" He begins to open up and smile and begins to quote, "Yeah, Jeremiah says this, 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 this." He died of cancer. Little over a year ago, he died in the Lord, friends. What do you know what that means to me when I hear of this man who escaped the Holocaust and lost his whole family and comes to faith reading our books on Answering Jewish Objections to Jesus? You know what it means to me to be able to be on daily live radio in New York City coming this Monday? I'm born and raised in New York. Do you know how many secret Jewish listeners can tune in and hear this message? Stand with us. Become a monthly torchbearer. Help us reach the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Help us spread Jesus' revolution around the country. Go to AskDrBrown.org. Click on support right on the home page. Become a monthly torchbearer. Yeah, we'll bless you with all kinds of perks for doing it, but your greatest perk is you'll see Jewish people come into faith and Jesus exalted. Call us, 888-378-FIRE. 888-378-3473. If you don't get right through,
Leave us a voicemail. We will get right back to you. Together, we can make a difference. More to come. You're back right here on the Line of Fire. I want to encourage your faith. I want to encourage your faith that God is at work and that all things are possible with him. Michael Brown, thanks for joining us. If you just tuned in, can I make an appeal to you? When the show is put on online later today at AskDrBrown.org, click on the Line of Fire. Would you take a listen to the whole show? We laid out our vision as to why we're on radio. The massive expansion that comes beginning this coming Monday, the 14th, across America to some of the biggest key cities in America. We'll be broadcasting, actually going 2 hours a day, 1 hour in different locations. Some of the vision we have in the midst of the shaking that's happening in the society. Please take a listen and pray about joining us as a monthly torch bearer. It would mean so much to us. And the best thing is you're going to share in an awesome reward. No hype here. Anyone can come and look at our records, look at our books, look at how we live. No hype, no exaggeration. We're serious. This is for the gospel. Let me build your faith. I was in the midst of an outpouring of the Spirit, brought me to deep repentance, brought me back to my first love in 1982, 83. And God began to lay on my heart that I would be part of a revival that would touch the entire world. I mean, I was nobody, in connection to anybody except knew the Lord. And after repenting in my own life of spiritual pride, theological pride, intellectual pride, boy, God began to work in me mightily, and then, boy, he started to move on me to write about repentance, revival, books like End of the American Gospel Enterprise and How Saved Are We and Whatever Happened to the Power of God, and before you know it, boom, he plants me right in the midst of a historic revival, considered to be the longest-running local church revival in American history. I was there from 96 to 2000 in Florida and saw people radically touched around the world, raised up a school that sent out hundreds and hundreds of laborers to serve around the world in the mission field and other capacities. The dream was not just a dream, it came true. God began to lay it on my heart years and years ago that I was to raise a standard for Jewish apologetics and answering the rabbis, just a calling. I mean, God's the only one that gets credit or glory. We're just little tools, vessels, that's all. But I knew it would happen. I knew it would happen. You can go to counter-missionary websites. You can go to websites that are working to pull Jews away from Jesus. And you know the number one person you'll see attacked on them left and right? Yours truly. It wasn't just a dream, something that God laid in my heart. And I tell you, he laid my heart some years ago that I was supposed to be speaking to the nation via radio, and I would be part of a moral and cultural and spiritual revolution. Listen, God's the one who does the work. God's the one who makes things happen. God's the one who opens doors. I could care less about my name being known. One nice thing about radio is that it's not your face in front of people all the time. There's not an ounce of hype in my body. I hate the flesh-exalting personality cults that we often have in the church, man. I want to see Jesus glorified. I agree with the prayer of Whitfield, let the name of Whitfield perish, that the cause of Christ may live. I've prayed those things over myself. But friends, we are about to take a step now beyond where we've been to a national radio audience. And you know what that means to me? We're going to see a real revolution. Not one of anger, hatred, intimidation, violence. No, a Jesus revolution that overcomes evil with good and hatred with love and the power of the flesh with the power of the Spirit. You can be part of that by praying for us and by standing with us. So, last appeal of the day, would you become a monthly torchbearer? Those supporting the ministry with $25 or more per month will send you a CD of a new message from me every month to edify and strengthen you. You get 15% of all orders of all size on our online bookstore, so your gift can pay for itself anytime you want it to. And free access to all of our online classes, which is a value of hundreds of dollars every year, free, so that we can thank you and bless you for standing with us. Go to AskDrBrown.org. Go there now if you can. AskDrBrown.org. Click on support. Become a monthly torchbearer. Or call us at 888-378-FIRE. We have limited folks able to take calls today, but keep calling till you get through. 888-378-3473. Become a torchbearer. Friends, I'm not dreaming. We're going to see a Jesus revolution. Together, we can make a difference. Thank you for standing with us.